It's time again for The Insider with Chuck Kuala and Scott Jensen, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and the Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kuala, former Senate Majority Leader.
And I'm Scott Jensen, former Assembly Speaker.
And we're The Insiders. So, Scott, you know, since we started in this game, the parties have really kind of changed a little bit in terms of their base and where they're appealing. What's your thought on this?
Well, I think for a long, long time, for most of our lives, the Republican Party's main principle, its main theme was freedom. And the Democratic Party's main theme was equality. But over the last few years, both of them have sort of strayed from those positions. And you see the Republicans now getting caught up in questions of freedom with regards to things like abortion or regards to free trade. That was a basic principle of Republicans for 100 years, right? And we were the party of free trade. And now we're the party out there arguing for tariffs and for other sorts of trade maneuvers, that previous protectionist measures that would not normally be associated with Republicans. And I think similarly on the Democratic side, the vision of equality that they talked about was the vision that Martin Luther King gave us, right? That people should not be judged based upon the color of their skin or all sorts of other things. They should be judged based upon their content of the character. And yet now the Democratic Party has become an identity a party. It has become a party that sort of has flipped all of this. You get questions like about that it's that about girls' sports. You get questions about who gets to use which bathroom. You get questions about transgender issues. And the Democratic Party's position is just wildly out of step with its original vision of equality and out of step with the public. And I think the Republicans are also off track on their traditional message of freedom.
I think the parties have changed. Let me mention one thing, since we're talking about kind of the broader issues out there. One thing that I would say is that the Democratic Party, at least for the last 50 years, has always been more on the cutting edge of progressive issues. So, for example, on the issue of gay rights, I think the Democratic Party was out there first. On the issue of civil rights in the South, the Democratic Party basically lost the South because of racism. The Democrats decided we are going to be the party that's going to favor African-Americans getting the right to vote when they couldn't in Alabama and Mississippi. And we lost the South over that. There was the Nixon Southern strategy and, you know, Reagan announcing in Philadelphia, Mississippi, et cetera. But Scott is right. I do think that the fundamentals of where the parties are is changing. And I think the Republicans are really struggling right now with the issue of they I think are seen by many of their members still as the party of freedom. But that is not consistent with what's going on with abortion. And I think that's really costing them in the suburbs. And I think it will continue to do so because the Republican Party is going to have to come up with something else. And Democrats always lose, by the way, on the progressive issues. And right now it's the trans issue. And you know, I know a family that has a trans child, 10 years old, and I'll tell you what, I feel nothing but positive things for that family and how they're dealing with it. And again, I would hope that the Party of Freedom and the Democratic Party could get together and say, hey, we don't want that. Although there are things like bathrooms and showers and things that I don't think Democrats or Republicans would be supportive. But we're still talking about where that ends up. But it is shuffling the parties around and where they end up. I think the issue of equality for Democrats, I think within the Democratic Party, is getting a lot of a discussion. And I don't think that we have come to a resolution of that. But I do think that at the end of the day, the bigger problem electorally this year, I think, is going to be for Republicans. And what they do in the post-Trump imagination of the party, I think, is going to be very telling for us. I hope that they move away from the strongman idea. I think that this election will be critical on that. And on the Democratic Party, I hope that they realize that, yes, being progressive and on the cutting edge of making sure all people are treated fairly is one thing. But having some 19-year-old in a shower that, you know, well, let's not get into that. But the bottom line is, I think there are lines to be drawn.
So why have the parties shifted their positions? I would argue that what has happened over the last 20 years in particular is that the party's makeup of voters has changed. So historically, the Republican Party was the party of the most well-educated and the most well-off. That is not true any longer. The Republican Party is now increasingly the party of the working class, people who do not have a college education, people who work with their hands, right? They've got a real job rather than people like you and I who talk for a living. So that has changed the response on issues like trade, you know, and some of these other economic issues. The Republican Party has now focused on who its new base of voters are, and it's being responsive to them. The Democrats are doing the same thing. Increasingly, the Democratic Party is run by white progressives. Increasingly, the Democratic Party is the party that attracts the rich and the people with multiple degrees, like you and me, people who are overeducated. That's the crowd that the Democratic Party has an ascendancy. And you see Republicans whittling away at minority populations that have historically been part of the Democratic Party. They're doing better with Hispanics. They're even doing better with Black males. So those things are influencing the positions of the party and the themes and the messages that they are delivering out there, because they got to get through that primary, right? And they also want to get turnout, and they're trying to energize those particular parts of their base. So that change in the voter makeup has led to a change in the messages. And I think both parties are struggling because they're off balance with what has traditionally been their main pillar, their main message.
And to take this one step further, if you want to look at international affairs, which may not drive elections as much, but it is very important. I am amazed that that my father's generation of the Second World War vets are gone. But I am amazed that Donald Trump can get away with being, you know, cozy with Vladimir Putin, and that Europe is at risk, and, you know, Ukraine is on the front line. That would seem to me to be a Republican position. If you brought Barry Goldwater back, he would say, yeah, we're
Ronald
against
Reagan.
It.
Just think about where Reagan was, yeah. The evil empire versus...
Tear down this wall, yeah. Mr. Gorbachev. So what's remarkable to me is to see that that is acceptable in the Republican Party, and the Democratic Party says, no, this is putting Europe at risk. So you're seeing a roiling of where these things are. What will happen down the road? And by the way, I'm the one who is worried about whether we have a democracy after this election, but let's assume that we do. If we have a real functioning democracy after that, which party is best positioned to survive and thrive after this? I would say if we continue to consolidate the educated, the only growth areas in this state are the suburbs around Milwaukee and Dane County and surround. That is all the educated population. And if that keeps going away from the Republicans, they're in bad shape. On the issues, I think that the Democratic Party is still the party that can say to working people, yeah, we think you need more help on childcare so you can get into the work, Lisa, Teresa, whatever your name is. We think that that's a good thing. The Republicans aren't willing to do it. I think on the issue stuff, I think there's more opportunity for Dems than Republicans. But with the roiling that's going on and with the way Republicans can fool people, who knows what might happen out there?
Well, I think that historically what has happened here is that when the parties are evenly matched and there's this turbulence below the water line of where the voters, you know, which voters are on which side, it's the races are very, very close. And then suddenly one party figures out the advantage and they get ahead. The other party then loses and goes into decline for a period of time, and it then redoes its agenda and finds its way back to a majority. And you've seen this for periods of time where the Republicans held control for 40, 50 years, then the Democrats held control for 40 or 50 years. And lately we've had this divided government, and you know, both parties are angling for an edge on the issues and with the voters. And I can't predict which one is going to win that, but that will happen at some point. One will figure out a better answer than the other. And they both, then that's part of talking with the voters. And that's why we hold elections.
Yep. It's an interesting thing to watch. And I think Scott's insights on this are really sound. We'll see you next time, folks.
You've been listening to The Insiders with Chuck Walla and Scott Jensen. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and the Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership.